In Chicago this week, a new surge in deaths from heroin, 14 on just Monday and Tuesday alone. Police believe some of the heroin now on the streets is laced with the painkiller fentanyl. The combination is known to be more potent, giving users a more powerful high. David Heinzman is a reporter with the Chicago Tribune. He's been covering this story, and he joins us now. David, do authorities have any idea where this drug is coming from?
They believe the bulk of this drug is coming from illegal labs in Mexico. And they believe that most of this fentanyl is not pharmaceutical-grade fentanyl. It's illegally produced in labs in Mexico.
What are police doing to try to curb this epidemic?
Well, it's a hard thing because Chicago has a very, very serious heroin problem. Chicago has probably the worst heroin problem in the country, and our statistics show that between 2004 and 2005, heroin hospital visits are up 50%. So the problem's only getting worse. And the way they're attacking it is they're doing undercover buys, trying to buy as much heroin as they can, testing that heroin to see whether it has fentanyl present, and then working backwards to really focus on those sources, on those dealers, who are mainly located on Chicago's west and south sides, which are our highest crime, highest level of violence, and highest level of drug dealing areas of the city. So they're trying to identify the dealers who are moving more of this stuff. But one of the growing problems is that I think they're finding that fentanyl is more and more just part of the heroin supply here. So it's likely not really a few isolated dealers anymore. It seems to be seeping into the main supply of heroin in the city.
So does it have a street name? I mean, if someone is buying this drug, do they have any idea that it's laced with fentanyl?
It does have street names. Drop dead.
That would appear to be a warning.
Yeah, but it also, in the mind of an addict, it is also an advertisement for a much more potent drug. And it has tended to attract people rather than deter them. And we talked to a couple of addicts yesterday who said that they had unwittingly taken heroin that was laced with fentanyl, had very bad experiences, and are trying now to avoid it. But that's not necessarily the norm. Addicts don't often make decisions rationally. You know, experts say that fentanyl, if it's handled correctly, addicts do prefer it. It's a different kind of high. It's, for an addict, a more satisfying high. So there is a growing demand for this stuff.
The general public has a view of a heroin addict that's based largely on what they may see in film or in anti-drug campaigns. But as I understand, it's not unusual to find people who are using heroin regularly in high schools, on college campuses, sometimes even in the workplace. What do we know about these victims?
Among the people that we wrote about today in our story was a boy who was a 17-year-old from a nice upper-middle-class Chicago suburb. His father is a deputy police chief in one of the suburbs. He graduated from a very good high school on Sunday. Another woman is a mother whose daughter recently graduated from college who lives in the suburbs. Several of the people are people who have struggled in and out of work and what you would expect to be the more typical drug addict, but they come from all works of life or walks of life. And I'm a police reporter, and I've watched open air drug markets in Chicago now and again over the last few years. And you sit and watch the cars come off the 290 expressway, and they are BMWs from the suburbs, they're junkers from the south side, they're people from the neighborhood who walk up and ride bikes up, and mothers in minivans. It's people from all over the metropolitan area.
David, you know, we're talking to you about a problem in Chicago. A couple of weeks ago, we talked to an official in Detroit. It sounds like several cities are dealing with this problem.
Yeah, Detroit has a very significant problem. Philadelphia has a significant problem. It's been an issue in Camden, New Jersey, in New York, all over the Eastern Seaboard, and in some other Midwestern cities. And it seems to be affecting populations anywhere where there's a large flow of narcotics.
David Heinzman, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
David Heinzman is the police reporter with the Chicago Tribune.